This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's continued mourning and questions after a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services in Egypt's capital, killing at least 41 worshippers, including 15 children, and injuring 16 others. That church quickly filled with thick black smoke on Sunday. Witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. Cause of the blaze in the church in the working-class neighborhood of Mbaba was not immediately known. An initial investigation pointed to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Footage from the scene circulated online showed burned furniture, including wooden tables and chairs. Firefighters were seen putting out the blaze while others carried victims to ambulances. Salman Rushdie is on the road to recovery, according to his agent on Sunday. This is 2 days after the author of the Satanic Verses suffered serious injuries in a stabbing during a lecture in New York. The announcement followed news that the lauded writer was removed from a ventilator on Saturday and able to talk. Literary agent Andrew Wiley cautioned that although Rushdie's condition is headed in the right direction, his recovery would be long. 75-year-old Rushdie suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye that he is likely to lose, according to Wiley in a previous statement. 24-year-old Hadi Matar of Fairview, New Jersey, pleaded not guilty on Saturday to attempted murder and assault charges, what a prosecutor has called a targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned attack at Western New York's institution, a nonprofit education and retreat center. This is VOA News. Mexico's president has begun exploring plans to sidestep Congress to hand formal control of the National Guard to the Army. That could extend the military's control over policing in a country with high levels of violence. The idea has raised hackles because the president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, won approval for creating the force in 2019 by pledging in the Constitution that it would be under nominal civilian control. Part of that constitutional amendment also stipulated the military would have to exit policing roles by 2024. Now López Obrador wants to keep soldiers in the streets longer. He no longer has the votes in Congress to amend the Constitution, so he says he may do it in a regulatory change. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing gunshots in the air before fatally shooting himself. Police say the man did not seem to be targeting any member of Congress. That incident happened just before 4 a.m. at a vehicle barricade set on Capitol Hill. Authorities say that as the man was getting out of the car, the vehicle became engulfed in flames. Police say he then opened fire, shooting several bullets into the air as police approached. The man's identity has not been released, but investigators have located addresses for him in the states of Delaware and Pennsylvania and learned that he had a criminal history in the past decade. Japan's economy grew at an annual rate of 2.2% for the April-June quarter from the previous quarter as consumer spending rebounded with COVID-19 restrictions getting gradually lifted. Japan's gross domestic product, or GDP, the sum of the value of the nation's products and services, expanded by 0.5% from January to March, during which the economy had stayed flat, according to preliminary government estimates released Monday. Economists had forecast 0.6 on quarter growth. The annual numbers show how the economy would have grown in the quarterly rate were to continue for a year. Private consumption jumped at an annual rate of 4.6%. Actor Anne Heche has died 9 days after she was injured in a fiery car crash. She was 53. A spokeswoman, Holly Baird, said Sunday night that Heche had been peacefully taken off life support. She had been on life support after suffering burns and a major brain injury when a car crashed into a home. Heche first came to prominence on the NBC soap opera Another World in the late 1980s before becoming one of the hottest stars in Hollywood in the late 1990s. She was a constant on magazine covers and big-budget films opposite actors like Johnny Depp and Harrison Ford. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.